Ben, darling, please don't be sad. It's your birthday, and it's not good to be sad at your own birthday party. I know, nobody has shown up yet, but that doesn't mean they won't. You're such a good boy. Here, have a slice of birthday pizza. 11-year-old birthday pizza. Now, I know you gave out all the invitations to the kids in your class, but you know, sometimes kids have things like sports they have to do, and I know you don't like sports that much, my beautiful Ben. Come here, let me hug you. Let me give you a big, loving hug. Yes, and kiss that beautiful head. Just remember, Mommy is always here for you. I love you. Yes, you are my darling little Ben, and you always will be. I'm going to be your loving mommy. It's okay if it's just me and you for always. Oh, Ben, it looks like we have a guest for your party. This is great news. There's a kid here. Beautiful, precious Ben, please run to the front door and let your guest in. What's that? Where's your guest, darling? Oh, you say it's Robin, the kid who's been bullying you at school for a few weeks? Oh, goodness, goodness. This could actually be good news. It could. Is Robin still at the door? He is. We'll go and invite him in. This is a way for you and Robin to communicate and work out your differences. I mean, you and Robin might very well end up as friends. Don't look so dubious, Ben, darling. Go get him for me. Invite him in for some birthday cake. Oh. Oh, my. You're Robin? Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming to my kid's party. How old are you? You just seem a little younger. You're 9? Robin is 2 years younger than Ben. How can this be his bully? How is that possible? Well, it's good to meet you, Robin. Thanks again. We should probably talk about the conflict that you two kids have had at school, yes? Get behind me, Ben. You're safe. It's okay. It's okay. Robin, I know you have bullied and hit my kid at school several times. Like, you kicked him in his bottom behind the bike racks, and you punched him in his face at phys ed, and you put a punch of thumbtacks on his chair in homeroom, and you threw a rock at him as he was waiting for the school bus. I need you to listen to me, Robin. Even though you were just 9 years old, a kid, you need to understand that violence and bullying is not the answer. It's important to learn to process our differences in a constructive and thoughtful way. Have you ever heard of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.? Well, he said, Oh, yeah, you hit me. You hit me in the face. Ben, stay behind Mommy. I know I fell down. I fell down to my knees, but this is still my house. Robin, that was out of line, mister. How dare you hit me in my own house?
Why is my pussy so wet? Do I want him to hit me again? What is happening?
I think perhaps it might be best if you were to leave, Robin. We can discuss your behavior again at a later date. Just go home.
You hit me again. In the ear, my ear is still ringing. Are you a monster? How can you be so cruel? No! My hair Ben, he's grabbing me by my hair. Are you going to do anything? You're hiding behind the recliner? Oh my God. Robin, no, please, don't, please. Ben, he's pushing my head into his groin area. Oh God. What the fuck is that smell? It's so powerful and disgusting. It's so overwhelming. The smell of your crotch is overwhelming, Robin. I mean, do you have a medical hygiene issue? I don't understand why it smells so much.
It's disgusting, but somehow hot. Am I into this? Do I want to have sex with this 9-year-old sociopath? Oh my God, I think I do. I think I might be a pedophile mom who likes to be hit. This is, who am I? Oh my God.
Robin, please don't hurt me again. Please just leave me. Leave us alone. Oh, oh God, that felt good. Oh, I love your open hand. I mean, how dare you? No, I'll do anything. Just stop hitting me, please. What's that? You want me to call myself names? Will you leave if I call myself names? I don't know, Robin. That's so violent and degrading. Okay, I'll do it. What do you want me to call myself? Pig? You want me to call myself a pig? Okay. I'm a pig. I'm a pig, Robin. I'm a fat, brainless pig, and I want your cock. I can't explain it, but I want to be completely dominated by this 9-year-old feral child. Oh, I want him to hit me while he fucks me hard. What is wrong with me? Ben is just cowering behind the recliner, crying in fear. And that's turning me on more? Robin, listen to me. I'm a brainless fuck pig and I want your cock. I do. I want you to dominate and hurt me and fuck me. And I know it's crazy, but I can't resist you. Shut the fuck up, Ben. God, you're kind of pathetic, you worthless piece of shit. Robin here is a real specimen of manhood, aren't you, Robin? Robin, would you let this brain-dead fuck pig worship your child cock? Please. Please, Robin, I beg you, take your child cock out for me, please. Please, I'll do anything to worship your cock, to worship you, but especially your child cock. Oh, that's it. Yes, take it out of your shorts and take it right out for your fuck pig. Oh my God, the smell. It's so overpowering. And what's all this white cheesy material all over your cock? Oh, it seems like it's coming from under your foreskin. It's like cream cheese. Oh, there's so much of it. It's magma. Oh my God. You know what? If it's your smegma, Robin, I want it. Let me take some of it on my fingers and rub it on my face. That's right. Oh, it's so disgusting and I fucking love it. What's that, Robin? You want your pig to put it in her mouth? Okay, hang on. Let me get a big piece of the smegma. Oh my, it's the size of a quarter. And I want you to just drop it. Just drop it into your pig's mouth. Yeah. Just drop it there. Oh. Yeah. Your smegma, it's so powerful. My body doesn't want to taste it, but my soul wants to swallow your smegma. It's like communion between your cock, your child cock, and my corrupted pedophile soul. Let me get some more. Yes, a huge piece. I'm going to keep this one down. I promise, Robin. I promise to be a good smeg-eating fuck pig. Yes. Yes, Robin, I swallowed it all down. It kind of liquefies in the mouth, and that's the only way I could get it down. That's so fucking good. That's better than fucking birthday cake lover. Yes, I love it. I love being your dick cheese eating 42-year-old sex slave. I love being your disgusting pig. You've captured me. You've captured my soul, and I don't even know what I was thinking, caring so much about you bullying Ben. Because you know what? Fuck Ben. That's right, Robin, come over here and slap my tits. Slap them as hard as you want. Oh yes, again. Oh, yes. Ben, go over to the table now. Hurry up, you little dickless wonder. Yeah, that's right. Go get your birthday cake and bring it here now. Good. Put the cake down in front of Robin. Good. Guess what? I'm going to wipe off the Ben piping off this birthday cake. Yes, I'm going to wipe his name off this cake because fuck that. And fuck you, Ben, you piece of slimy garbage. I'm throwing your name icing in the garbage where it belongs, where you belong. Take it into the kitchen and throw it into the trash. Here you go. Throw your name into the fucking trash. And while you're throwing your name in the garbage, I want you to grab that piping bag that I left there on the counter with the icing. Bring it here. Hurry up, stupid. God, I hate you. Good. Now, Robin, I'm just going to grab some more of your rich, creamy smegma off your dick. And I'm going to put it right here in the piping bag where the icing was. Oh, yes, like so. And now I'm writing Robin on the cake in smegma letters. Oh, that's right, baby. Your fuck pig is gifting you this cake. And I'll make sure that I eat all of the smegma icing, I promise. The rest of the cake is yours. No, Ben doesn't get any. He can have some dirty eggshells from the trash for all I care. You're the center of my life now, Robin, for always. And Ben can be our slave and serve us going forward because you're all that matters. Yes, you are, baby. Let's sing happy birthday, but not for my idiot, wimp, waste of space, Ben. No, let's sing happy birthday to Robin, my new boyfriend and lover. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Robin. Happy birthday to you. That's right. That's right, Robin. Your fuck pig is twerking for you. I'm backing up, twerking until your filthy hard cock. Oh, Robin, you are the strongest, and Ben is a weakling piece of shit. I want you to keep bullying him. That's right. I want you to hurt him. I don't mind if you seriously injure him. You have my permission to break him. And Robin, you are so much more handsome than Ben. I mean, Ben looks like he was made out of old pipe cleaners. He's so weak and ugly. You, on the other hand, are handsome as fuck, and Mama Fuck Pig wants to be your lover. And Robin, you are the smartest. Yes, you are. You take what you want in this world. And Ben is a weak,
pussy who will always be dominated by other, stronger people like you, as he should be. And Robin, I love your child cock. God, it's so fucking thick for being a 9-year-old. And it looks so nasty with all the smegma dripping off of it. And Ben's cock. Oh my God. It is the size of a AA battery. I don't even know if it can get hard. Not like you. Okay, Robin, do you have a phone? Of course you do. Well, let's call your family and see if we can get them to allow you to spend part of the summer vacation with us right here. You can be here like it's a second home, but instead of a mom, I'll be your pig lover and servant. That's all I want to do. Okay. Ben, I can't stand looking at your crying face for 1 second longer. Fuck off. Get out of here. Like, go to your room and do your homework. I don't fucking care. Just find something to study, you fucked up bookworm. Actually, you know what? No. You're not leaving, Ben. I want you to stay right there behind the recliner, and I want you to see every second of this. I want you to see how Robin owned your mother. That's right. But can you please stop crying so loud? It's fucking annoying. I don't care that it's your birthday. You're an insignificant worm, and you don't deserve mommy's love. You don't deserve anyone's love. Nobody came to your party because everyone hates you. And I hate you too. So just fuck off. Okay? You can make better friends with Robin later on. For now, I need to make friends with Robin myself. By which I mean, I'm going to take Robin's thick, disgusting cock in my cunt asshole right now. So, actually, you know what? Go the fuck upstairs. I have my new kid lover to fuck and serve. Come to mommy, Robin. Come to fuck pig mommy. Happy birthday, Robin. Oh, yes, Robin, you fucking child. God, put that disgusting child cock right in fuck pig pedo mommy's pussy. Oh, yes, Robin. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me, Robin. Yes, fuck me, you little child. Oh, yes. Oh.